Are you ready? Welcome to Radio Grognard King Size, the OSR podcast with more stuff, with your host, Glenn Hallstrom.
Hiya, folks. Old Man Grognard here. Hope you're all doing well. It's a nice day. Oh boy. Holidays. Scheduling during the holidays. We'll talk about that after this.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
All right. Once again, it's near the end of the year. And my experience, and I'm sure there's a lot of people out there who have this experience, while the occasional special game during the end of the year holidays, Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, is pretty much like, hey, let's do a special game and then not game until the first of the year. Because that's pretty much where it work, way it works out because of all the stuff that's going on in the holidays. How do you handle that? Well, let's see. In my experience of GMing and playing, I write it off. What do you do as a player? What do you do as a player for this holiday season? Play other games. Play a board game. Play a card game. Be with your family. Do the family holiday thing, you know? I'm sure there's other siblings or something like that that you can get together and go, hey, you want to run a one-off game or something like that or a one-shot with your role-playing game? No? Okay. Well, how about some Monopoly? How about some Risk? How about some other, you know, a family game that, and you can get in, you know, all the people who just don't get into role-playing games and wonder what the heck you're doing when you're doing it, and you can go around with them and play those kind of games. There's nothing wrong with that. If you want to do something role-playing-ish, play a solo game. Play a solo. You know, there's plenty of out there, from Tuttles and Trolls to other systems where you can play, or maybe get together with your buddy who's the GM or some other people and do a one-on-one. You know, one player, one GM. That works. And that's kind of an informal thing. There's always beer and pretzels role-playing too. All kinds of games where you just like, and those like one-sheet games, those are perfect. Those are perfect. What do you want to do role-playing as far as the campaign goes? Well, there is, you don't have to, you can work on your character. You know, you can do a backstory. You know, you can work on his backstory or something like that. Nothing wrong with that. You know, if you're in contact with the GM, if you're not playing but you're in contact with the GM, you can always like call him or talk to him and say, hey, look, I want to do this, that, and the other thing with my character. What do you think? And then you guys come, you know, you sort of do a give and take here and just, you know, do what you're going to do with the character. And that's a good way of letting the GM know what you're doing. And, you know, when after the first year, he's not surprised. Oh, really? He's got these new skills. Okay. I'll have to deal with it. Okay, fine. No, they're not going to deal with it. They're just going to say, no, you don't. I would. Anyway, as a GM, what are you going to do? Well, as a GM, you could always work on your campaign. Do your prep. You know? Read stuff. Get stuff in your head for the campaign and then try and extrapolate it into the campaign. This is a golden opportunity for you to actually flesh out the campaign a little more, maybe come up with two or three adventure plot hooks that you might want to work into. Look at your notes. Look at your notes that you have for other for the previous sessions. Where do you want to go with this? You know, that's one of the questions we always ask the character. What are you going to do next? You know, you're going to follow this up? You're going to do something else? So look at the notes and find out. You can pretty much find out what direction the game is going to head, or the campaign, the adventure is going to head, and plan accordingly. You know, there's plenty of time for you to do that. You know, an hour a day. You could do an hour a day for like 2 weeks. Man, you'd have a lot of stuff. You'd have a lot of stuff. What I would do would be to plan out an area in my campaign that nobody's been. Just say north of where they are or south of where they are. If you're running a sandbox game, it's a lot easier because you're doing that anyway. You know, you're trying to keep in sandbox campaigns, you do have your plot hooks, you do have your adventures, but you know, it's basically the GM trying to stay one step ahead of the players. And that's not a bad thing, in my opinion. Because it's fun to see, you know, okay, fine, you're going to go here, north. All right, let's plan this area right here, so many square miles north. What's there? Let's plan on it. There's plenty of sandbox modules out there. I want to say Trollord. It's not. No, Frog God Games did a series of Hexcrawl Chronicles, which are just basically, here's an area, here's some hexes, this is the area, this is what it's like, and here's about 25 hexes where stuff's going on. Plot hooks. They didn't do every single hex, but it's just plot hooks. You want every single hex, go to Carcosa. But you get the idea. Just plan something that they're not there, you know, that they're heading towards. That kind of thing. You know, just, and it's a time to revise your world, time to see, okay, what works. Time to sit down and contemplate what works and what doesn't. I think the time off has a little bit more advantage to the GM than it does the players. But hey, you know, that's the way it works out sometimes, you know. So think about those things next time the holidays roll around and you can't play. You can't game, you can't GM, whatever. Anyway. Another short one. I'm going to go start my day. So if you guys want to talk to me about this or anything else, oldmangrognard@gmail.com or drop me a voicemail on Anchor. We are monetized. So as little as 99 cents a month, you too can help support this program. I would thank you for single donations. My Ko-fi page, ko-fi.com/oldmangrognard or my PayPal tip chart, paypal.me/oldmangrognard. Let me thank these people. They give to me monthly. Juan Carlos Llewellyn, Gilbert Soares, and Benjamin Brodell. Thank you very much, guys. For other good podcasts, Dan Griggs, the Young YUNG, Young Grognard podcast, Kevin at the Red Caps podcast, Daniel Norton's Bandits Keep podcast, Randy and Joe's Biggest Geekest podcast, Big John Allen Large's the Red Dice Diaries, and my friend Eric Tinkar's Tavern Chat. So, until I see you folks next time, keep the dice warm, and I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Got questions? You got comments? Send them to oldmangrognard@gmail.com. Tune in next time when Radio Grognard King Size is on the air.